So, the next category is administrative expenses. And the budgeted amount for that was $494,474. The total expenses listed are $349,937. So that means that there was $144,537 less spent than we budgeted. I don't know if any of the items in the administrative expenses have data missing so far. That's not expected. Some of them we're expecting, but we're not expecting any there. So now the next category is program expenses. And as I mentioned, one of those items is a KFCF expense is rolled into it. But without having done those reclasses yet of those expenses, I'll read the totals. The program expenses budgeted were $190,914, and the expenditures so far were $204,172, which means we went over by $13,258. But remember, we have this KFCF thing, which would probably bring it about even. In other words, we wouldn't expect an overdraft then. The next category is development expenses. And the total budgeted for that category was $331,576. And the expenditures at this date, with this interim draft report, it was $352,244, which is over by $20,669. Now, there is also that I mentioned earlier, some expenses for premiums that are belong to KFCF. So that will reduce this overdraft by a sizable amount. The last little category in our budget is the community events expenses, and totaling together the community, various community events, and the crafts fair, the budgeted amount was $108,705. And the figure that we have for expense now for those, all of those expenses together, was $92,169. So with the data that we have currently, we have underspent $16,536. So that's my report. And we look forward, by the way, to getting all the data we need and having an actual financial report that's complete.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Alicia to the stack.
Okay, well, I think I would go first as a PMB member from Berkeley, and I do have some questions and comments, but I'll put you on the staff, Richard. Who else wants to be on the staff? Just Richard. Okay. All right, well, let me start with a couple of questions. The GM was double paid to the tune of around $5,000 or $6,000 a month for three months, possibly four, which is $15,000 to $20,000. The overrun in personnel was $139,000. Leaving aside that $20,000, is there any insight into the other $120,000 in overruns? And what?
Tracy, I think the months you've counted might not be accurate.
No, that's not correct. April, May, June, and July. 4 months.
She's getting 6 months here.
I'm asking you about the remaining six-figure, $100,000.
I know you are.
Can you address that?
Not immediately.
So there's no insight on what the $100,000 in personnel overruns was caused by?
It was caused by the fact that there were no cuts made. And I believe that the thought in mind here, and of course you know, we had many changes in the staff and so on, but the plan, and plus we were hampered just like everybody else by not having the regular kind of proper interaction with the national office about financial reports. But I know that the idea was to not make cuts immediately, but to watch the budget, see if there were other things that were more positive and helping us so that we would not have to make the cuts. But in any case, with all the turmoil of Pacifica and KPFA, we went through that fiscal year, and this is how it ended up.
Okay. So it should be noted that the overrun on salaries is about $200,000, and because the remaining offset is with the health insurance not being as high as predicted, that was $50,000 lower. So the unexplained overrun is between $150,000 and $170,000 for last year on salaries. And okay. Next question is, there's $40,000 approximately in missing income in community events that happened and were booked prior to September 30th. It's now January. There is really no national office data required to assemble the income from community events. So did that come in $40,000 behind budget?
There is a great deal.
Or did we lose a bunch of money?
Reconciled that are not reconciled. And so they're not entered into the statement.
So we haven't entered data from community events that happened in September before September.
Well, I don't know which ones, but there are enough that have accumulated. The records are accumulated and need to be dealt with.
Okay. All right. On the administrative, basically the reason for your discrepancy is that the NFC gave you a $97,000 allocation for legal, and the primary reason that was done is because we knew that the large legal payable for Esther Mania had to be paid and has not been paid. Still hasn't been paid a year later. So that's the reason for the big savings in the administrative category. That's showing up at $100,000 less than budgeted, and that payable needs to be recorded as a payable so that we take that into account when we're looking at the financial condition. I think it's likely KPFA will in fact show a deficit this year because normally there's a couple $100,000 in pledges receivable that are flushed because of the fund drives in September, October, running through the end of the fiscal year, and it does not work to our advantage. So generally, the auditor sets us back between $150,000 and $200,000, and that is likely to happen again this year. So I don't think that we'll be showing a surplus, but based on the statement, the surplus should be in the vicinity of what it was in 2012. I mean, the deficit, about $200,000, $250,000. It won't be worse than that.
One thing about the legal expenses, The case that you're speaking about is actually a 2012 budget item.
Yes, expense. I know, but it hasn't been paid, is what I'm saying.
Well, it wouldn't be in this statement.
No, no, but the NFC gave you a fairly large legal allocation because we knew that bill was out there. And we hoped that you would have enough cash flow to be able to pay it. That's the reason for your large $97,000 legal application last year in the administrative category. Okay, I think Richard was next on the stack. Richard?
Yeah, I'm coming. this report was last year's budget?
It was the year ending September 30th of 2013.
Okay. How are y'all doing the first quarter of this year?
Well, we haven't a statement for that yet.
Can you verbally give us your perceptions as the LSB treasurer? I think that's what Richard is asking for.
Well, no, not really. I'm not going to make a statement for a big budget like this. But, you know, the lights are on. The bills are being paid. It's true we didn't bring in as much as the last fund drive, but in fact there was quite a lot of activity after the fund drive was over. People donated on the web something like $40,000 at the tail end of December. And there is still data being that needs to be entered for the last fund drive also. The national office has been asking our data manager and our business manager for extra report about program expenses and income and fundraising. So they've been complying with that.
Question.
Okay. Richard, I can add something if you would like, or otherwise you can just keep going.
I just have a general question. Yeah, I'd like to hear something. But okay. I'm wondering how are we going to be able to judge how the financial health of this organization is going if we don't get you guys support?
I didn't hear the tail end of your sentence, Richard.
Now, I said, how are we going to be able to judge whether financials are healthy with your station unless y'all give us some reports? Now, granted, there's some finance, more information that to come from the national office, but you guys should have some concept, not just say, well, we're doing all right, or we're here, the lights are still on. You know, we need to know more than that. I'm sorry, I mean to be...
Well, I recognize you need to know more than that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, just to...
Back.
Okay, Jim, I'll call you in a second. Let me finish my comments. So, the fall fund drive came up somewhat short. The original goal was around 725, 735. Some of that was LA syndication money, and then LA's fund drive didn't happen at the same time. The upshot was we came under by about 40 or 50 grand. The December fund drive came under by considerably more than that. I believe it was over a 150K shortfall. A little bit of that got made up on the web. But essentially, we're running 100 to 125K short of projection. And, of course, personnel expenses have gone up with the union increase. So with that and the shortage of the CPB money, which has not yet arrived, although, God willing, it will in a couple of weeks, I would imagine that the cash flow is extremely, extremely tight. And I think the non-payment on the Esther Mania bill is, you know, evidence of that. So my expectation would be that it's pretty tight, that the CPB money will help, but that the cash flow is probably pretty month to month at this point, if that helps any, Richard.
Tracy?
Well, we last week, I guess it was, we passed a motion that we're going to send to the PMB saying that as these things start going off the rail, and it sounds like y'all are way off the rail, as these things start going off the rail, we need to know what y'all's plans are to bring it back onto the rail, not just keep going off into the, off on that tangent, off on that wrong tangent. We need to know what y'all plan to do, whether it's lay off personnel or whatever you're going to do. We need to know what that's going to be so that you will end the year in the right place.
May I respond?
Yeah.
Okay, Richard, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to get all the information so the report that we put out is not interim and not draft. And as far as, Maria would like to say something. Could we have our business manager speak up? And by the way, you're asking about a first quarter report, and we were not told that we were going to have do that tonight.
Okay, hold on a second. I think this is going a little off the rails.
Well, never mind Maria speaking. I just said what she wanted to say.
Okay. All right, calm down. What I think I'm going to say is that don't do sort of unscheduled, uninvited, random drop-ins quite like that. And if we were to do it, we would do it with the GM, not with the business manager. So I think that's inappropriate. Certainly none of the other LSB treasurers did that, so I don't think we should do things inconsistently.
I said forget it.
Okay. With the with Richard's question, I think that you've answered it. And in terms of these reports, yes, we are trying to do quarterly budget to actuals. If that date is not available, we haven't done a budget to actual in I don't know how long. I think the last time that KPFA issued any kind of interim financial statement was in April. So it's good that we've got at least a draft for September. So anything is helpful. What I will say is that a number of the figures that are incomplete here, and we are 4 months after the end of the fiscal year, have nothing to do with National, like the community events figure, which is way off and was way off when the CFO provided it in August. And I think that Richard's point is well taken, that we that these reports aren't useful if we aren't getting the data into the computer. And there's no reason why events that happened 4 months ago aren't entered into the computer by now. I mean, obviously, the money's been deposited, so there's no reason that those aren't showing up in a financial statement, and that has nothing to do with the National Office. So I think there is some speed issues in terms of getting accurate financial information through, and this is not the only station where the information is slow. We can say that about several other stations. And it is a problem from the point of view of what Richard's talking about. You know, accurate, you know, because you don't want to just hear about the problem after the fact. And that is often how the financial reporting goes around here. All right. Jim, you were next on the stack.
Yeah, I had two questions. One just came up, but I would like a little more clarification on this overpayment of the station manager. Are you saying that for 4 months, $45,000 a month was overpaid to your station manager? Has that money been returned?
No. In April, the KPFA interim GM was put on paid leave for the duration of an investigation on some personnel matters. There were several grievances and threaten litigation and various other items. So for a period of time until that individual moved on to WPFW, which happened in August, I believe the months involved are April, May, June, and July, we paid salary to the interim GM that was on leave, that was on paid leave, and also to the individual who was doing the job, who I believe arrived in April. So it would be April, May, June, July, and possibly August, although he was in New York starting at the beginning of August. So I'm not sure about August.